Welcome, welcome. Episode 4 coming up, coming at you. I should apologize in advance if you can hear the washing machine or the dryer going on in the background. I know for the initial intro you can hear it, but I moved into a different room, so hopefully you can't hear it now and you can't hear it for the majority of the podcast. I'll put some background music on it, but I'm not sure. I can still hear it, but I'm not sure. Everyone can probably hear it now that I've pointed it out. But yeah, today we're talking about Dhara, bit of mindfulness, and how to prioritize. Because I find myself that prioritizing work and then maybe not prioritizing work, and then stressing about the fact that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do or struggling to get all my goals done or all my tasks done in a week or in a day tends to stress me out. So hope you enjoy blog number 4. If you're following along, I should say the blogs as well. I don't know if you can tell, my voice is a bit maybe deeper today, bit of a sore throat, but we'll see how it goes. Thanks for listening, and peace as always. Sweet.
Dhara, ABCs, and walking. Podcast, blog number 4.
Nearly at the midway point of January, typically when dry January promises are broken and those other resolutions are really tested. It takes 21 days to create a habit. So my best advice is to keep going for a couple more weeks. Of course, if you don't want to, that's okay too. I'm not the boss of you. Do whatever makes you happy. One of my close friends has been a bit poorly recently. It's tough to be at your best all the time. Life sometimes gets in the way. If you do fall in the next couple of days or weeks, get back up on the bike and start again. Progress with anything isn't linear. It's much more erratic than that. Ups and downs. If you keep at it, you'll move in the right direction though. I was talking to a coach this week. Atta is a really great guy who offers Yoda-like wisdom every conversation we had. We talked about prioritizing things. Balancing professional and personal goals was on my mind. What do you use to make decisions? I hear you ask. Or at least, that's what I wrote in the blog. I'm in my head a lot. I have a tendency to think through every possible outcome before making a decision. Ada's advice was simple. Use your Hara. I didn't have a clue what it meant either. Basically, we use all decisions using our head, our heart and our Hara, which basically is your gut. Your head is your intellect and your mental ability, your intellectual capital. The heart is how we connect with people, your passion, your empathy. These two are connected, although they aren't half as effective as the good old Hara. Hara is where the power is. It grounds you in self-awareness, who you are and what you believe in. In other words, your gut knows you best. It knows what to do likely before the other two do. You need to train yourself to listen to it, because sometimes it's drowned out by a lot of noise and negativity. A great way to practice this and put this into practical use is the ABCD method. My buddy Darren has been using this method and swears by it. Brian Tracy talks about it in Eat That Frog. But, and I've linked to a blog post in my blog, the blog post breaks it down nicely. So, if you don't have time to click into that blog post for whatever reason, here's a TLDR. Make a list of the things you need to do and the most important things first. Mark them down as follows. A. The tasks you mark as A are the most important tasks. Things we need to get done will have serious consequences if they're not completed. B are the next important tasks, the should-do tasks. So in an ideal world, over your day or your week, you might have things that you really should do. There's not going to be any insane fallout if you don't do them. But if you get time to doing them, your life and your week will be much better for it. See your nice to do's, like again. They're nice to do. This is pretty self-explanatory, but if they're not really, really important and will have serious consequences, if they're not things you really should do, then they're nice to do. D is a task that someone else could own and you can delegate them. And then E are things you eliminate. So after everything else, these ones should be thrown in the bin. They're not important. And once you do this exercise and kind of look through your week in that sense, it's actually pretty surprising how many things that you maybe avoid doing on the really important tasks and how many of those D and E tasks that you kind of put all your focus in. Don't spend hours and hours on prioritizing. Spend a few minutes and go with your gut. If we want to perform at our best, we need to spend time out of our heads and in the moment. Mindfulness is probably the biggest buzzword used at the moment. Traditional methods of mindfulness like meditation haven't worked for me in the past, but I found one that was, or has, I should say. Walking. Go for a walk and be in the moment. Studies have shown big benefits from walking 25 minutes a day. If you can walk outside in nature, even better. Walking reduces stress, which means your immune function doesn't have to work as hard and your blood pressure will decrease. It's a great way to practice mindfulness. Stay in the moment and savor the walk. You know, don't be thinking about all the problems or all the things you need to do tomorrow or the next day or you know, during your work day. Just walk and take notice of your surroundings. You know, notice the plants and the trees or the traffic. Definitely mention or notice the traffic lights, because if you don't, then it could be a bit hairy for you in the walk to work. But if you're out in the country, you know, listen to the birds, listen to the sounds, the smells. Is it raining? Is it sunny? You know, all these things help bring you back to the moment. And I find when I'm walking, it's a great way to bring me out of my own head, bring me away from obsessing over the different problems or the different things that are happening and just enjoying the moment. And that's all mindfulness is. That's all meditation is, really. You know, it's something that lets you switch off. And if walking doesn't work for you, that's okay. But find something that allows you to switch off and be in the moment. Listen to music, singing, dancing, playing video games, watching Netflix. These are all viable alternatives. As long as your mind isn't wandering, and you are in the moment, it's as good as anything. I've linked a video of, I got really into The Greatest Showman, especially over this, Christmas, last Christmas. It was on RTE, and I've been playing it pretty non-stop on Spotify. It's kind of turned into my running playlist. I don't know why, but it works for whatever reason. So I've just linked on the blog, I've linked a video of one of the audition takes, Keala Settle, singing This Is Me, and it's kind of behind the scenes. I'll let you watch it if you want to click on the blog, lukeslearning.myshopify.com at the moment, blog number 4. But yeah, to sum up, don't be stressing too much. It's a matter of prioritizing what you need to do and doing it, and not stressing or overthinking on things. Find a way to get out of your own head and get away from stressing. This has been podcast number 4. Still figuring out this podcast thing, so any feedback, comments, let me know. And have a happy Sunday, I guess. Might even get a few more podcasts up today, but let's see what happens. Peace.